This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Want to go back to the phone lines now? We'll talk to Greg. He's listening in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is related to revival. I heard you mention the Azusa Street revival. I was just wondering, what characteristics constitute true revival?
Well, you know, I think I've often said this, that Reformation takes place in the pew, and then revival takes place in the world. In other words, the culture is transformed, and that's what we're called. We're called as Christians to be cultural initiators, not cultural imitators, those who transform the culture. It's what Jesus Christ was talking about when he said that we are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how then can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. And Jesus also used the metaphor of a lamp. We are the light of the world. But if you take the light and you hide it under a bushel, it doesn't give light to anyone. So we are called to let our light shine so that the world might see Jesus Christ and be attracted or drawn to Jesus Christ. Paul uses the metaphor of being an ambassador for Jesus Christ, as though God is making his will and his way plain through us. So we're called to be ambassadors. And ultimately, that's what leads to revival in the culture. So Reformation must first take place in the pew so that revival can take place in the culture.
So it's the church being more reflective of who Jesus Christ is first, and then reflecting that out in how they live in the world around them.
Yeah, exactly, which is to say that we are called as those who are apprentices, as it were, of Jesus Christ. So we imitate Jesus Christ. And Paul says that overtly. He says, be an imitator of Jesus Christ, just as I am an imitator of Jesus Christ. So Paul imitates what Jesus Christ modeled during his earthly sojourn, which involved prayer and fasting and involved solitude and silence and involved embracing life through those living disciplines, living together as stones in the temple of God.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.